Hello, friends, and welcome to Everyday Truth with Kurt Skelly. We're here to show that the Bible is relevant to your life every single day, and we're glad you joined us here for the conversation. We're studying the book of Romans and learning how the power of the gospel impacts every part of our lives. Now, let's join Kurt for today's episode.
Hello, my friends. Welcome back. Appreciate you joining us today in Romans 9, and we are just kind of in a little bit of a review, and this will be the last day that we'll do that. We'll jump into brand new material next episode, but I feel like some of these verses are so familiar and such battleground verses that I feel as if it is very important for us to make sure that we're seeing them in their context within the redemptive narrative of the Bible, within the context of the book of Romans, and the beautiful subcontext here of Romans 9, 10, and 11, where Paul is making the case that God's word has not failed. God's purpose has not failed. He made this selection, this election, that he would use a minority of people, that through whom he would, by his mercy, carry his plan forward so that the Messiah would come. And that Messiah is the hope of the world and all nations. And anyone that believes on him by faith can be counted righteous, can be part of the family of God, a seed of Abraham. What a great message of inclusion this is. And I want you to see the second part of what we began talking about last episode, where somebody says, well, God is unrighteous if he's just arbitrarily choosing some people to be the curators of his plan and not choosing other people. That doesn't seem fair. And what the Apostle Paul says is, wait a minute, this is not a matter of somebody being more righteous than other or God vindicating God's righteousness. This is a matter of God chose, he had two choices, a sinner or a sinner. So if it weren't for God's mercy, God's plan could not have gone forward, as we see a great example of in the Exodus story, when God's people made the golden calf and they had no intention to worship God. They had no, their works were not in any way indicative of the covenant people curating the plan of God. And yet, what did God do in response to Moses' humility and faith in God's covenant promise and his prayer that God would forgive and God would show himself and make his glory known? God said, I will be gracious. To whom I will be gracious. I will make this choice and I will be merciful. And were it not for the grace, were it not for the mercy of God, we would have no hope. And how is the mercy and grace of God accessed? By faith. Therefore, it is of faith that it might be by grace. That's the whole point that the Apostle Paul makes in Romans chapter 4, and it's the reiterative point of Romans chapter 9. So we talked about God's mercy. God uses mercy to forward his plan. But watch the flip side of that in verse number 17, where another story in the Exodus is highlighted. Ironically, this story in Romans 9 and verse 17 actually takes place before the story that we talked about last episode, the story about the golden calf. This actually took place before they left Egypt. Look at what it says in verse number 17. For the scripture saith, unto Pharaoh, even for this same purpose have I raised thee up, that I might show my power in thee, and that my name might be declared throughout all the earth. Therefore, here's the conclusion, same conclusion to which we came in the first illustration. Therefore, hath he mercy on whom he will have mercy. That's illustration one. And illustration two, Pharaoh, whom he will, he hardeneth. Now, remember a couple episodes ago, we talked about what hardening was. To harden doesn't mean that God chose Pharaoh's attitude toward God or toward the Bible or the Word of God or toward, no, Pharaoh was already an evil man. Pharaoh was already a polytheist and in some cases worshiped himself as one of the gods of Egypt. So it wasn't as if one author said Pharaoh is a blank slate. He's not. It's not like Pharaoh's this blank slate and God says, okay, I choose for you to hate me. I choose for you to reject me. That's just the way it's going to be. You have no choice. That's not what happened. In fact, God said to Moses in his call back in Exodus chapter 3 that I know how Pharaoh is and I know that he won't let you go. I know his stubborn heart. And then in chapter 4, it says, I will harden him. I will harden him. And then throughout the story, you find sometimes Pharaoh hardens himself. Sometimes God says, I hardened you. The point is this, God didn't harden Pharaoh somehow against Pharaoh's will. No, God hardened Pharaoh in accordance with Pharaoh's will. Pharaoh was complicit. To harden means to fix the shape of. You know, if clay hardens, then what shape is it in? Well, whatever shape it was before it was hardened. So the point is, Pharaoh is responsible for his shape. God just said, I am going to sovereignly set you in that shape for my glory. I'm going to use even the obstinate tyrants, even the rebellious sinners for my glory. Either way, regardless of what choices you make, I am going to use them for my glory. That's the wonderful sovereignty of God. So back to verse number 17. So the scripture saith unto Pharaoh, even for the same purpose have I raised thee up. What purpose? That I might show my power in thee. So I'm going to use you as an illustration of my power and that my name might be declared throughout all the earth. That's very important. Why? Because that was the exact same purpose for which God said to Moses, I will have mercy on whom I will have mercy. I will be gracious. I will be gracious. The emphasis is I will. I will be gracious to those. In response to the humility and intercessory prayer of Moses, God, I will be gracious. That why? And I will show you my glory. Now, here's the part that I just love so much. When did God show Moses his glory? What was this name? What was it about God that God wanted the world to know? Because the world was very religious. Egypt as the world power, everyone looked to Egypt as they're the ones in control. Their gods are the strong gods. And the gods of Egypt were like false gods everywhere. They were capricious. They were disconnected. They were kind of like glorified human beings that just had a whole lot more power. So they were jealous and capricious and liars and evil sometimes in the sense of just killing people for no reason. And God was saying, that's not me. That's not the God of the Bible. That's not the true God. So when God wanted to make his name known through the situation with Moses and the golden calf and through the situation with Pharaoh and delivering God's people, what was that name? What was the reputation that God wanted people to know? Well, we don't have to guess about that because the Bible tells us. Because he told Moses, I will show you my glory, that for which I'm known. I will show you what my name, Yahweh, represents. I will tell you. And where do we find that? In Exodus 34. So let me read for you. And this is right after the promise that he made to Moses in 33 and verse 19. In verse number 34, the Bible says in verse 5 that the Lord descended in a cloud. And he stood with him there and proclaimed the name of the Lord. So here it is. Here is the purpose for which he was gracious to Moses to show him his glory. And here's the purpose for which he hardened Pharaoh. Here it is. Verse number 6. And the Lord passed by before him and proclaimed the Lord God. Here's what God wants you to know about him. Merciful. Gracious, long-suffering, abundant in goodness and truth, keeping mercy, faithful love for thousands, forgiving iniquity and transgression and sin. Every single one of those qualities that God said, I want you to know about my glory, is a quality that involves his relationship with his people in response to their faith and humility. Every one of them. Then it says this, and that will by no means clear the guilty. There's Pharaoh, visiting the iniquity of the fathers upon the children, upon the children's children, unto the third and the fourth generation. So who is God? God is a God that wants to be known. I want you to know I'm faithful, I'm forgiving, I'm merciful. That's the only way I can deal with a sinful man and push my plan forward. This is who I am. And so he showed it in the story with Moses, and then he showed the flip side of it in the story with Pharaoh. The disobedient child of God cannot thwart the plan of God, and the rebellious leader of the world cannot thwart the plan of God. No, God is able to use both situations to manifest and trumpet his glory and his plan. So that's good news. And so these readers in Paul's day that were Jewish readers thinking, huh, God's word has failed, they look at this and see, oh no, oh no. God has been at work for a very long time, in big ways and small ways. And we can see it because it's right there in the pages of Scripture. We're going to stop there for today, give you a little bit extra time. It's not as I've been going to about 15 every day, but it's only about 12 minutes right now. But it's a good stopping place. So we'll stop there and come back to verse number 19 next episode. Hope you'll join us for that. God bless you, my friends.
Thanks for taking time to listen. If you enjoy Everyday Truth, take a moment to subscribe or share the podcast with a friend. Until next time, God bless.